what's happening locally. The news.
And it is time for our Friday morning look. Our last look for this week. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Electoral Court, the Tribunal Electoral, presented this Thursday afternoon 3 complaints to the Electoral General Prosecutor's Office for possible irregularities in the use of the app for the collection of signatures in support of applicants for free application. Osman Valdez, National Director of the Electoral Organization, explained that the first is for the Electoral Administrative Prosecutor's Office to investigate the possible commission of a contravention for the validation of false support signatures by activists who use the signature collection application designed by the Tribunal Electoral incorrectly. And the other 2 electoral criminal complaints are to investigate the possible commission of electoral computer crimes related to identity theft in digital procedures before the Tribunal Electoral by activists who engaged in malicious activity, in addition to the manipulation of digital media with the purpose of affecting the integrity of the electoral process. In a statement, the institution reiterated that the app for collecting signatures in support of pre-candidates is a reliable technological tool that is equivalent to the digital version of a mobile book, with the advantage that it performs an instant biometric validation of the people who give their support, and that the facts denounced today were motivated by the negligence of some activists and candidates when using the app and manipulating information to alter the trustworthiness of citizens in the applications developed by the Tribunal Electoral in compliance with its constitutional and legal powers ahead of the general election of the 5th of May of 2024. The Electoral Court published the breakdown of the 1,019 signatures purged and cancelled to a total of 53 pre-candidates due to the anomalies in their capture. The list is headed by the deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, Zulay Rodriguez, who aspires to 2 positions by way of free application, the presidency of the Republic and re-election to San Miguelito. Now, according to the list published by the Tribunal Electoral, 280 support signatures have been cancelled for Rodriguez, 199 for the presidential position and 81 for the deputy position. They are followed by Heriberto González Lee and José Luis Blandón Díaz, pre-candidates for representative in Parque Lefebvre and deputy in the 8-2 circuit, respectively, who had 167 and 86 signatures annulled. For their part, a group of pre-candidates for the free application to different positions of popular election presented several requests to the Tribunal Electoral so that all stages of the digital process of collecting support signatures at the national level be audited. They asked for forceful sanctions against those who incurred faults. At least 20 pre-candidates who are part of the electoral structure of the Let's Go or the Vamos coalition attended the court's atrium to present their applications. They say that they want to ensure a fair process from the start. There are no fair and democratic elections if the process is not fair. It is not only on election day, but also that the entire process has the guarantees that we pre-candidates are looking for, said David Bernal, the pre-candidate for representative for the Corregimiento of Juan Díaz. We are requesting a review of all the videos that are being collected, said Luis Duque, a candidate for deputy for San Miguelito. Duque called for a fair process at the national level. In addition, more transparency was requested from the court regarding the causes for the rejection of the signatures after the revisions that the electoral entity assures have been carried out. Deputy Zulay Rodriguez Lu of the Democratic Revolutionary Party came out in defense of the economic aid, and that's for $61,000 that was granted by the National Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFARU, to pay for her university studies for her daughter, Paola Testa Rodriguez, in the United States. To be clear, not even adding my net salary for 5 years could have covered the entirety, and you know that I'm not a millionaire. All that talk about gold and other nonsense is a lie, so I used how much personal resources I had, and it didn't reach that figure, Rodriguez said on her social networks, a day after the digital focal portal FOCO reported on the scholarship that Ifaro awarded to the deputy's daughter and that in last July it was endorsed by the Comptroller General of the Republic, where Rocio Rodriguez Lu works as executive assistant. She, this is Paola, presented the documentation to Ifaro for evaluation, stating that the request support was in her capacity as an athlete, and that the recourse or the resource was to cover the missing segment. The entity's response after evaluating the case was positive, added the deputy, who stressed that her daughter has participated since she was a child in the ITF, that's the International Tennis Federation, in their tournaments, the last being the World Tennis Tour of 2022, organized on the island of Cuba, where she represented Panama. A year ago, because of her score, she was selected by a university in the United States. There, we had to analyze our options and see the costs that these high-performance centers have. You basically get in for your grades and sports performance, but it's not free, she wrote. When she added that the American University offered Paola a partial scholarship, there was a remnant, which is why Ifaro contributed the $61,000. Paola's father and husband of the deputy is Alvaro Testa, who appears as a pilot on the payroll of the Panama Canal Authority, with a base salary of $18,300 per month. The director of Ifaro, Bernardo Menezes, personally defended the economic aid to the deputy's daughter. I understand perfectly that we live in a country with diverse political thoughts, and that is respected. Hopefully, though, before pointing and judging, we can read the full story, said the official in a message on his Instagram account. Nobody studies with $60,000 in the United States for 4 years. Therefore, the merit of the student is much greater. Before commenting, I ask you to read the full statement, said Meneses, referring to a statement that Ifaro issued on Wednesday, the 19th of October, to justify its actions. An initial transfer for an amount of $5 million in favour of the Ministry of Public Works approved this Thursday, the 20th of October, by the Budget Commission of the National Assembly. Rafael Sabonge, Minister of Public Works, explained that the money is to buy at least 50 tons of asphalt. This is to repair the streets with holes and for the maintenance of some highways in the country. The work will be carried out in the dry season, said the official, and he indicated that this asphalt will be distributed in all provinces through the different regional departments of the ministry. During the session, several deputies asked Sabonge to include in his list the circuits that they represent, among them the deputy from Veracruz, Luis Cruz, the deputy of Capira, Yanivel Abrego, and the deputy Zenobia Vargas from 810. On September the 29th, the day on which he supported the budget of the National Assembly for 2023, the deputy, Crispiano Adames, president of that state body, assured before the Legislative Budget Commission that he welcomed the amount recommended by the Ministry of Economy and Finance, despite the fact the $56.8 million was subtracted from the amount that he had requested. We welcome it as a qualified body that understands the process that implies not only the evaluation of the conditions of the macro indicators that accompany the region, but also how these macro indicators affect the reality of the economic life in this country, he said. This was Adames before his colleagues in committee. At the time, Adames seemed to welcome the MEF's considerations, namely $150 million by 2023, instead of the $206.8 million that he initially requested. However, everything remained just talk, because in Resolution 67 of the 13th of October 2022, in which the Budget Commission recommends to the MEF an increase the budget, to 26 entities. A contradiction of the president of the legislative is evident. The assembly was one of the 54 institutions that requested, unsuccessfully so far, more funds for the coming year. He precisely asked for the $56.8 million that the MEF cut him. In the few details reflected in Resolution 67, one aspect is striking. It specifies that the $56.8 million requested by the Assembly would supposedly be used for investment, But last September, in his presentation of the budget hearing, Adam has explained that what was cut by the MEF mainly affected the budget requested for operation. He reported that $51 million corresponded to operations and the other $5.8 million to investment. The bulk of the operating funds, Adam has said on that occasion, was going to be used to pay payroll and temporary staff benefits. In this line are grouped those people who operate under the umbrella of the form known as 002 or who work by contract, either in the work commissions or in the offices of the deputies. Around 500 patients with rare and chronic diseases are affected by the lack of medicines. This was reported by the Network of Rare Diseases of Panama and the Federation of Associations of Patients with Critical, Chronic and Degenerative Diseases. These people demanded yesterday in the Ministry of Health and the Social Security Fund to take measures that allow rapid and continuous access to medicines. The Social Security Fund is discriminating against patients with less prevalent diseases by not equating the conditions for access to medicines for those people with the rest of the patients, said the representatives of the associations at a press conference. In addition, they added that for the purchase of these medicines, the Ministry of Health uses a mechanism called, quote, very exceptional, unquote. However, patients with rare and chronic diseases state that for this procedure, the institution does not have a defined budget and the supply is not opportune. Given the complaint from the patient representatives, the Ministry of Health reported that the National Directorate of Pharmacy and Drugs acquires products for the treatment of rare diseases at the request of the clinics established for the care of this group of patients. That's it. There we go. There's our look. This is our last look for this week, our Friday morning look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you, as always, this morning on The Breakfast Show.